KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN Sports. Is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off, taking a look back at the day number two of the 2016 State Coed Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Here's a few of the highlights from yesterday's action. In the girls' distance medley relay finals in Class 1A, Nottoway Valley took home a second-place medal. East Mills was third, and IKM Manning placed seventh. Also in the boys' 110 hurdle prelims in 1A, it was Mitchell Nelson of Audubon qualifying second, Clay Schmidt of Woodbine qualified third, and Nolan Smith of Audubon qualified fourth. Also in the girls' 100-meter hurdle prelims in Class 1A, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia qualified third, Rachel Rummelhart of Guthrie Center qualified fourth, and Teresa Mogler of Bedford qualified sixth, Anna Reedman of Logan Magnolia qualified eighth. In the boys' 4x200-meter relay finals, St. Albert placed sixth in that event. Also, it was Lewis Central in Class 4A placing seventh. Also, the girls' 4x200-meter relay finals in Class 1A, Guthrie Center took home a second-place medal. Also, in Class 1A for the boys' 400-meter finals, Mitchell Nelson of Audubon placed second. Dylan Lucas of Sydney was 10th in that same race. Also in the 400-meter hurdle finals for Class 1A girls, it was Mackenzie Daffer of Sydney taking home a state championship. Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia placed fifth, and Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills placed eighth in that event. Lindsay Dinkle of CAM was just outside of the medals in ninth. And in the boys' distance medley relay finals in Class 1A, Mount Air was your state champions. They ran a time of 3:36.01 in that race. IKM Manning placed sixth, and St. Albert placed eighth. Also in the 4x100-meter prelims in the girls' 1A, it was Guthrie Center qualifying fourth. And then also in the boys' side of that, it was Audubon qualifying fourth in Class 1A there. In the 4x400-meter relay prelims for the girls in Class 1A, Sydney qualified sixth and Mount Air qualified seventh. And for the boys, Mount Air qualified first, St. Albert qualified fourth, and Audubon was just outside of qualifying in ninth. And Lewis Central in 4A qualified third. In the 4A and 1A field events yesterday, in the girls' 1A discus, it was Anna Fleece of Glidden-Ralston placing fifth. In the boys' high jump in Class 1A, it was Colt Scott of Bedford placing fourth and Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard placing seventh. In the Class 1A boys' discus, Alex Bechtold of Stanton placed fifth. Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills placed seventh. In the girls' long jump in Class 4A, Darby Thomas of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln was the state champion in that event. And in the girls' high jump in Class 1A, Mackenzie Shields of Mount Air and Alyssa Kuhn of Bedford were in a nine-way tie, part of a nine-way tie for second place in that event there. Also, the 2A and 3A highlights from yesterday in the 110 hurdle prelims for the boys. In Class 2A, Justin Miller of Missouri Valley qualified sixth and Grant Reed of Atlantic qualified fifth. In the 100-meter hurdle prelims for the girls, it was Morgan Jonk of Panorama qualifying sixth in 2A. Also in the 4x200-meter relay finals, it was Carroll placing eighth in Class 3A. In the girls 4x2, no area teams meddling, but meddling there, but Harland is ninth in the girls' side in 3A. Also for the boys' 400-meter hurdle finals in Class 2A, Brett Daly of Trainer was a state champion, and Gabe Ritchie of Panorama placed eighth. And in Class 3A, Brendan Holmes of Atlantic took home a third-place medal in that 400 hurdles event. In the girls' 400-meter hurdles finals in Class 2A, Hannah Earlbeck of Camper Catholic placed seventh. And in Class 3A, Molly Dean of Glenwood was a state champion. Miranda Ruth of Glenwood placed eighth in that same event. in the boys' distance medley relay finals. No area teams placing there. Atlantic in Class 3A was 13th in their race. Also in the 4x100-meter relay prelims, nobody qualifying in 2A. And in 3A, it was Glenwood qualifying 7th. On the boys' side of the 4x1, it was Clarinda qualifying 6th there in Class 2A. And in the 4x4, no girls' teams qualifying for the finals. But on the boys' side in Class 2A, Clarinda qualified 8th. And in Class 3A, it was Harlan qualifying 6th and Glenwood qualifying 8th. In the girls' 3A shot put yesterday, Linnea Confers of Glenwood placed 2nd. Hannah Hood of Creston was 5th in that event. And Miles Ruepiper of Kemper Catholic took 4th in the boys' 2A high jump there yesterday. And Casey Clark of Glenwood was an 8th place finisher in the Class 3A girls' long jump. So those are some of your medal winners, along with Corbin Hoppen of West Central Valley. He placed 8th in the Class 2A boys' discus. So those are your qualifiers and medal winners from yesterday's action. We'll have full coverage of the championships here for you today. Yesterday in boys' golf, it was district golf play around the state that in one of the meets in 3A at Majestic Hills Golf Course in Denison. It was Atlantic coming away the winner with a 314 stroke total, so they qualify for the state meet. MOC Floyd Valley was 2nd with a 325. They also qualify. Harlan was 3rd, followed by Glenwood and Estherville Lincoln Central. Individually, Tate Ahrens of MOC Floyd Valley was the medalist there, shooting a 74. Jake Olson of Atlantic was runner-up with a 75. And then Trenton DeHaan of MOC Floyd Valley was 3rd with a 76. Kobe Rhodes and Kyle Nelson from Glenwood and Atlantic, respectively, ended up tied for 4th place. So Rhodes qualifies individually as well for the state meet. So the Trojans will be in the Class 3A state tournament that will be coming up on Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore on May 27th and 28th. Also at the Class 1A district site at Crestwood Hills in Oneida, it was Nottoway Valley winning with a 308 total. Griswold was 2nd with a 317. Westwood was 3rd, followed by Nishnabotna and Coon Rapids Baird and a host of other teams behind them. Individually, Jackson Lamb of Nottoway Valley was medalist with a 73. Elijah Lamoureux of Westwood ended up 2nd with a 73. Jacob Reynolds of Griswold shot a 74, along with James Reynolds of Griswold as well. Spencer Lamb of Nottoway Valley shot a 76, and Lucas Meyer of Central Decatur a 78. So Lamoureux and Meyer individually qualify, outside, of course, those two teams that qualified with Nottoway Valley and Griswold. And at Class 2A district at Lake Panorama, it was Panorama winning with a 312 total. Kemper Catholic was 2nd with a 331, so those two teams move on. Other individual qualifiers include Ryan Ruzick of Shenandoah, who was the medalist. He shot a 71. And then Connor Pirtle of Clarinda qualified individually as well. He was 6th with a round of 80. High school soccer yesterday in girls' play, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 6-0, Abraham Lincoln 7-0 over Harlan, Lewis Central beat Sioux City East 1-0, Underwood 2-0 over Missouri Valley. In boys' play, Abraham Lincoln beat Harlan 5-0, Denison Schleswig over Lewis Central 2-0, Glenwood beat St. Albert 2-1, so Glenwood and Denison Schleswig share the Hawkeye 10 title. Kemper Catholic 2-0 over AHSTW, Underwood beat Missouri Valley 4-0, and Winterset over Nottoway Valley 10-0. And the game we had for you last night here on the radio, it was the Diamondbacks beating the Cardinals 11-7 there at Busch Stadium. In the NHL last night, Tampa Bay held off Pittsburgh 4-3, and the series now tied at 2 games apiece. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.